The numbers came out for the largest home builder in the United States of America on Tuesday. They were really good. D.R. Horton beat the street by a dime. The revenues were up. They're up 12% year over year. They seem to be optimistic about 2020. That analyst call was an absolute love fest with David Alls, who's the CEO of D.R. Horton, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
You know, I listened to a bunch of the call today, and it's been a while since I have. But gosh, seems like you've got more analysts following you, and they don't seem to treat you like the little cyclical industry that you used to be. They seem to really like the home building industry. At least they like D.R. Horton.
Well, I think it's year after year after year, maintaining consistency, transparency. It does pay off, and I do think they treat us better than they do most,
and certainly better than they. I guess your stock goes up 50% in a year, and it gets their attention. And the interesting thing is, with this earnings report, you say it's not slowing down.
Well, I think the market is good. The valuations on stock, we had a great run this year. Part of that is because we didn't have a great run last year. But overall, market conditions, where we are, how we're positioned, we're in a very, very strong place right now.
You did. You mentioned October this year versus October last year and how it was so much better. So what's the difference?
I think the biggest difference this year, last year, is stability in interest rates. I think last year we were in an environment where rates were increasing and affordability was getting challenged. And, people that had been in and looked at houses over the summer, they could buy, maybe 2,000 square feet when they came back in with the rates up, even though still very affordable. They had to reset their expectations. So we did see a pause in the first quarter last year that, as we got into the spring, reversed, and we've been on a very, very good run, really, since about mid-January last year.
I thought there was a trend change. I mean, I look at these housing starts numbers, and, of course, living here where we do in North Texas, you look around, all I see are apartments going up, and they're just going up everywhere, and they can throw them up so fast. I thought maybe the millennials had changed their mind. They wanted multifamily housing.
I think the millennials saw a very difficult housing market in 2008, 2009, 2010, and I do think it kind of reset their drive to get into home ownership until they were financially stable and able to do it. So, I think the millennials are no different than the baby boomers, and that they do want a home. They want a backyard. They want neighborhood schools. They want everything that I wanted when I was starting a family. So, demographically, the long term trends for home builders in this country, very, very good. And you just gotta drive efficiency and affordability, so that people getting out of school can get into a home.
So is that hot everywhere? I mean, you guys are in 29 states now. You're in 90 different markets. There's got to be some differences around the country, isn't there?
Yeah, I think some of the what I call coastal cities are seeing a little tougher time because affordability is not as reachable as it is here in Texas. And people like Florida, they like Texas, they like Arizona, where the tax structure and business opportunities are frankly just better today than they are in some of the California or Northeast markets.
The numbers for the last year, I noticed year over year you sold 57,000 homes. I mean, that's probably the equivalent of the city of Waco in 12 months. Does it keep getting bigger? Do you want to go into new markets too?
Well, we entered three or four markets last year. I think you'll see us continue that trend. Where we can come in and provide affordability to markets that aren't seeing it, that creates great opportunity for us. And as crazy as it sounds today, there are still many markets in the U.S. where there just is no affordable new homes being built.
Do you do this organically, or do you go out? You know, the history of D.R. Horton, have you made some pretty major acquisitions along the way?
I would say organically has been the driving force through, especially coming out of the downturn. I mean, we have done acquisitions, but it's platform and people more so than trying to buy lots through an acquisition strategy. And you know, it's when we can add a great team of people to our to the Horton family, then that makes a lot of sense to us. Going out and paying a premium to buy lots, that doesn't make so much sense.
Right.
So,
do you get caught up in the trade disputes at all? Have you seen, you know, any of the tariffs affect any of your costs?
No, not really. I mean, I think it's created some kind of pressure on some of our larger suppliers, but you know, we typically deal in fairly long-term contracts with these guys, and they've been able to offset it onto their contract pricing. So, and we don't source a lot of things outside the U.S. I mean, there's some of the manufacturers we do business with have done business in China, but that is a very small part of what we're buying. You know, we're a U.S. company, and we try to maintain U.S. roots. So,
well, obviously, you're not, you know, building one or two spec homes and holding them open on Sundays to see if somebody shows up. You're thinking way out in the future. So, what is your planning like right now? Do you know what you're going to be building 3 years from now and where?
Well, our expectation is that we're going to continue to consolidate market share in the U.S. So I think if you look at our numbers in 2019, the overall housing market was 2-3% up, and we ended up really almost 10%. So, you know, we gain market share on everybody we compete with, and our expectation is we continue that trend. We've done it every year coming out of the downturn, and I don't see that changing.
Well, and like I say, now Wall Street loves you. The new all-time high after the earnings report. David Auld, the CEO of D.R. Horton. We always enjoy our visits. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it, and available anytime you want to talk.
I look forward to it. For more of our conversation with Mr. Auld, go to krld.com/CEO of David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.